Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tzadi Beis. Tzadi Beis, we are in a new perek. But one point on the last perek before we get to the new perek, and that is yesterday we just had, I heard from a few sources, a ha'ari yesterday in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that we had on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we had certain names that do not appear in Tanakh, and for our information, and as the Gemara says, L'tshuvas Haminim, we have the mother of Avraham, mother of Haman, and the mother of David, and then the mother and the sister of Shimshon. L'may nafgamina l'tshuvas Haminim. So Rabbi Yaakov suggested that last line might only be going on the Shimshon line, bothered by the Rashbam's question of, why do you have to say the sister of Shimshon? Right, out of the all this Bishum da Ayriba Kratuva, the Chulit, it says of Imo, right, then he alludes to that. It says the Rashbam, Agav Grara de Ime Nasva. Says of Yaakov, maybe the point is that Shimshon, out of all of them specifically, he was the one that maybe other religions compared it to other personalities in their religion. You know, a Malach spoke, the Malach spoke to the mother, and then she became pregnant. Maybe there's something there, and in terms of immaculate conceptions. The Gemara says there was a sister also. No, to emphasize the humanness, L'tshuvas Haminim, right? That's the last one. Why did it say Dafka, the sister, the mother, the sister? Dafka Shimshon, who was this awesome figure. And, you know, when his birth and pregnancy is shrouded in mystery with Eshes Manoach and the Malach, right? That's what Dafka, the Gemara says, the sister as well, and that's the L'tshuvas Haminim. Fascinating Ha'ara from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Okay, so we start now the new parak. Perek, Shishi, Hamocher, Peiros. As we continue, the three prakim, as we have mentioned, thinking back to the structure of the Masechta that we have the schus of being in, we had the first two prakim, really, which has to do with partner relationships, right? The second perek really wasn't really partners, it was really neighbors, right? So connected to partners, really neighbors, Harchakas, Nizakin, and the responsibilities of neighbors. The first perek was all about partners and how do you split things. Third perek was about Cheskas Gimel Shanim, first half, and Kinyan Chazaka, the second half. Different type of Kinyan issues. Now we have the fourth and the fifth perek, and a little bit of the sixth perek, also about issues of Umdina and Mechira and what's included, and transaction laws, and a little bit about Kinyanim, which relate to Maseches Kedushin. Right, one more perek related to that here in the sixth perek. The seventh parak we'll see is just a little parak, the base kura, as we'll talk about other kinyanim issues, and then the eighth, ninth, and tenth parak are a totally different world. Eighth and ninth parak issues of Yerusha, tenth parak a lot of shtaris issues, but really Baba Basra gives us a little of everything, as we have seen, and Be'ez Hashem we will see. So let's get into the new parak. Hamocher peiros lechavero. Somebody sells fruit to their friend and did not specify why he was selling the fruit. Right? Most of the time you could buy fruit in order to eat the fruit. But sometimes people buy fruit in order to plant the fruit in order to have an apple tree in my backyard. I'll take some of the seeds of the apple. So I wasn't really planning to get to eat. So what if it is not really edible? That's the question. So I bought fruit and I planted them. I put them in the ground. Velot samchu, it didn't work. It didn't grow. Right? It didn't take root. Va'afilu zerapishton, and even zerapishton, we'll have to see what zerapishton is. The Rashbam will explain, based on the Gemara, eino chaya bachriyusan, the seller has no responsibility. Just because it didn't grow properly, okay, how did I know what you were going to use it for? You didn't specify. If you were going to eat it, there would be no problem. You wanted to plant it, you wanted to use it for something longer, to last longer, so that was not specified, and therefore I don't have any responsibility. Let's read the Rashbam a little bit, even though it's based on the Gemara, but it's important to help understand the Mishnah. Rashbam says on the second line, V'lot samchu, I planted the fruit and it did not grow. Lo mi bai peiros de'ika da'avin lezria, ve'ika da'avin la'achila. Not only does the Mishnah talk about fruit, which some people buy to plant, that some people buy to eat. And he can say, well, I sold it to you for you to eat. And there's no mechartos here. There's no problem in the transaction. So not only fruit, but then the Mishnah adds, Ela afilu zerapishtan. Derova pishtan anikach ba'olam lizria kodinoso. Most flax seeds that are sold are in order to plant. Tekivan, de'ika, de'zavet, nami, la'achila. Some people eat it too, as it described in Maseches Nedarim. So that is why he could still say, la'achila machartiv l'cha. Because it wasn't specified, and some people do it, they could say, la'achila, it was to eat. De'bimamona, as we'll see on Amid Beis, he already foreshadows, de'bimamona, lo'azlinim basaruba, kideshmuel, bigamara. By Mamanis, lo'azlinim basaruba, right, we don't go after the roof. And then he adds, v'dafka zerapishtan. And now he continues the flow of the Mishnah, zerapishtan, which is somewhat edible. And some people buy this in order to eat. That's why the mocher, could have that claim. If it's a case of something that nobody eats, like, now let's go back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Zerone Gina, She'ena Ne'echalin, if there are seeds of certain types of vegetables, the Rashbam says, Krov, Kaflot, She'eno Ne'echal Klal, these seeds are totally inedible, then the Mocher cannot say, I sold it to you to eat, and therefore, Chayiv Bachri Yusan, in those cases, he is Chayiv Be'ach Achrayis. So cases wherever the Mocher has some type of claim, then it would be possible that he could say that, then he could, even though it's a miut, he is not responsible. But if it's zero, if nobody does it, so then there is no such claim in that regard. Let's go to an Achron first, and then we'll come back to the Rishonim on the Mishnah. This could be mentioned here, it could be mentioned on the Gemara too, but I'll just mention it now. A couple of cases, one now and one later. First we'll mention from the Chashuk Yechemen. The following case, Sheila, Rofe Amakabel Eser Dollar Avor Matan Zrikas Chisun Latino. A doctor gets $10 for every vaccination that he gives to a child. Hu yachol lahotzi, so he's going to buy the needles in order to give the vaccinations. So he could buy a little thicker needle, which hurts a little more, but it's cheaper, and therefore he's going to make more profit. Or he could buy thinner needles, which are more expensive. He's going to make less profit. And he's talking about a doctor that does thousands and thousands of vaccinations, so it's going to make a big difference. So could he choose about which needle he's going to use? He wants to make a little more profit. It's not going to kill them, but it's just going to hurt them a little more. So tshuva, he says, Geish Levchon, Ein Haya Noeg Rova Tzibur. Right? What does most of the Tzibur do? What does the world do? What do most of the other vaccinators do? Ilu Haya Rofi Omer, Anida Reish Avarava Lasi Eser Dollar. If he says, you know what, I get 10, and you get the needle, and maybe you tell me what to do. You know, what's the umdana that people would use? Would people spend more money to have a little less pain, or they wouldn't? So you go by the umdana, and then he adds. And even though it says in Baba Basra, as we'll get to in the Gemara, you don't follow the rove by Dinim Amanis, Sanhedrin. V'yimkach yuchal harofe l'don ani hamuchzak. And even though the rofe could say, well, I'm muchzak, and I'm gonna, and even though the rove of the olam uses the thin needles, I'm gonna use the thicker needles. That's only where the muchzak has a taina. He could taina something. There's something to say that there's a possibility sometimes. Some people use these other needles. But if nobody uses the other needles, so then you can't say that. And here the doctor himself doesn't even know what the rove is and what the situation of the tzibur is. So then he wouldn't be able to claim this. And that is also based on what the Mishnah says here. By Zerone Gina, he can't claim anything. Oh, I thought I was going to sell it to you to eat. Nobody eats it. So if nobody uses those thick needles, then he can't claim that, oh, I thought, if there's even no miut, then there's nothing to talk about. Even though the Gemara is going to say, the miut you can rely on, but more than the miut, right? Zero, there's no claim, so then there's nothing to talk about. We'll get to another issue, B'ez Hashem, a little bit later. Asks the Ron here in the Chiddush Ron, right? There's no Ron in the back. Chiddush Ron, what exactly is the Chiddush of the last line? We just emphasized it and explained it. But isn't it somewhat pashut that if he sells something inedible, you can't claim that, oh, I sold it to you to eat. That's obvious. Zero negina, she'ena nechalon. So what's the Chiddush? Says the Ron, maybe this is a basis for a halacha of the Rambam. The Ron says, Kashali, my kamash balam shita, shekiva shena nikhan el ezriya vena ruyin la, ain lucha mekach toz gadol mizeh. There's no greater mekach toz. You sold something that is inedible, and it was obviously to plant, and it was not roi. The quality wasn't roi to plant. So he says, venirali daha salashminan. What happens if the kone planted the seeds, and he can't give them back. Right? They're used. They're, right? So in that, so what do you say in the case of Mekach Tos where the item's not there anymore? That's the Chiddush. Venerally da'azal ashmeinon. Di'af agav shizaron vi'i efter lahachziron chayiv. In a case of Megatos where it wasn't his fault totally, but he used it, and now, you know, the Kohen wants to say, well, give me my money back. So he might say, well, give me my seeds back. Until you give me my seeds back, so I'm not giving you your money back. So you might say that he has a claim there. Megatos, he's waiting to get his object back. No, no, no. He doesn't have that claim here. Shahitz Chayiv, Sharihu Kemosha Pirish Lo Mocher, Lech Vizar and Bakarka. It's as if, in this case, the Mocher said, because there's no other possibility, it's as if the Mocher said, go and plant them. The Salkatai de Chamino, Nihi de Mechatosu, Matsina Amarle Mocher, Haveli Chitim, Yaxelecha de Mayan. I'll give you back your money when you give me back my object. I agree, it's a Mechatos. Just give it back to me. Kamash Malan Delo. Kamash Malan. You don't say that. Umikan, and from here we learn. Shahalokeach mekach mechaveru. If somebody buys something, vahodio shehu molicho lemedina plonis lamakrosham, and I tell you, you know, I want to buy this because I want to go bring it to the such and such a country far away. So if I say that, you obviously know it has to be able to last to that country. Viachar shaholicho nimsa bo mum, and I find a mum in that other country. Einu yachalom or lohachzeli mechi. The mocher, when I get back, you know, you can't say, well, give me back my thing. No, you knew I was taking it somewhere else. So there's no responsibility. I couldn't bring it back. Ela machzer lo hadamim, v'ha mocher metapa lo havi lo bemkaro. No, you give me back the money and then you deal with getting it back. V'kach kasav Rambam, perek yudvav. Right, some Rishonim say yudvav instead of tezvav and tezayin, v'hilchos mechira. Right, hilchos mechira, the Rambam says, he quotes here in Perek Tezayin this halacha. He quotes Machalo Zram. Quotes our Mishnah. He says exactly what the Ran says, but the Ran just explained what the Chiddush is. Machalo Zram Hanechalin. If a person sells seeds that are edible, kigon chita v'saorin, wheat and barley, v'zarim v'lo tzamchu, eino chay bachriusan. Afilu hayuzer pishtan shirobani adam nokonos olizria. Since some people eat it, it is okay. Mikan atal lamed shehalokeach mecha mechaveru vahodio shumolicha lebedina plonus lamachrosham viachar shaholicho sham nimsa bo mum enu yachal lomar lohachzeli mechi mikan. Meaning the Ran quotes the Rambam and says he got it from here. Right? Where does the Rambam get this halacha from? He gets it from here that if you know for sure you don't have to give back the item first. No, you have to pay back, and the mocher is the one that is metapel. Viafilu avad o nignav achar shahodio hariu brishes mocher. It's the mocher's problem. Right, the mocher, it's a mekatos, the mocher has to pay back the money, and then it's his responsibility to go get the item. Avalim lo odio sholicho medina acheres. If he didn't tell him he's taking it to a different medina, v'holicho, v'nimsa bo shamum, hari ze brishus lokeach, ashiachzer ha-mekach, b'mumo lo-mocher. In cases where it's not obvious what was going to be done to it, then it's still in the konis brishus. In our case, it's obvious that he would be in the, it's to seed. And therefore, if it's in the ground, so then it's not his responsibility. His, the konis responsibility is to bring it back. The mocher has to give back the money, and then the kone is the one that, and the mocher is the one that has to go and get it. Tosfos and the Rush also deal with here, how do we know for sure that it was the fault of the seeds, that it was inferior seeds? Maybe the Kone messed up and he planted it at the wrong time. He didn't water it properly. How do we know? Isn't that Hamos Mechaver Lo Haraya? The Mocher now has the money. You're trying to prove whether it's a Mechatos or not. Well, I think that you didn't water it properly. I think you planted it in the wrong season. Ask Tosfos, ask the Rush. Why do we automatically assume that it was the fault of the seeds? Tema, and they even ask a stira based on a Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia. Tosfos, first Tosfos in the Perek. Amai chayev bachriyusan. Lema lemashalot samchu, lefishalo zarata otam, bizman she'iruyin lezriya. Maybe you messed up and you planted it at the wrong time. Right, says Tosfos. So Tosfos has two answers, and the Rush also expands on this. Tosfos, the Ishlomar in the eighth line or so. Tahasa Mairi, over there in the case where you might say that there's a claim for the other person involved in a similar case, Makas Medina. Remember those cases? There's an owner of the ground, of the land, and there is an aris, and when could the balabayas say, well, it's your fault, or it's your mazel? And when could the aris say, no, Makas Medina, it's not my, it's a plague of the land. So over there, there's an ukimta. Tosas comes up with the first case. Over there, there's a special reason why he can't claim that. Okay. Inami hacha mairi diigloi milsa lamafreya. Shalohaya roi in lizria klau. We're talking about a case where it was clear that it was the seed's fault. Right? It was igloi milsa that it was the seed's fault. The Rush says it a little more fundamentally. Not just, we know for sure, igloi milsa, but the language of the Rush is v'yesh lomar. Dila olam talinan reyusa bizroim. Right? Not just you find it out, we're tole. Lefisha yadua. Shekol zroim. Tovim tzomchim. Called Zorim Tovim tzomchim. V'hazam ayinu taima, din lav samchu, talina rusa v'chulu. Seeds are good, unless you know otherwise. That's the natural way that seeds worked. Seeds are there, they bring up and out whatever is supposed to be grown from the seeds. So unless you know otherwise, we're tole the reyusa on the seeds. So this is interesting, even though you might say there's a cheskas mamon already by the mocher, but this wins. Unless you say this kind of undermines the cheskas mamon, because we're trying to figure out whether it was a mekatos or not. If it was a mekatos, then there's a cheskas mamon betaus. There's no real cheskas mamon. So this question might turn it already into a suffic cheskas mamon. It's not really a vaday anymore. And that's how it could overcome, even though usually we have a motzi v'chaver al avaraya. Right here, the question is it really motzi or not? That's an important comment of the Tosfos of the Rush, which they don't explicate the importance of their comment that we're trying to be motzi mamon here from the muchsak, but the fact that they don't use such strong terminology. They say, yeah, mistami, told it on the seeds. It must be that the chazak is not so strong in this case. And therefore, that's why we're able to be motziit. Good. Says the Gemara, itmar. So this Gemara, even if one has not learned Baba Basra or learned the sixth parak, this is quoted in many other contexts by other Rishonim and other sugyas, because this is the sugya of Ein Hochid B'mamon Achor HaRov. Comes up in Sanhedrin, it comes up in Baba Kama, this Gemara is always quoted by the Baalei HaTosfos in a different context. Here it is, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Itmar. Hamocher shor l'chaver v'nimsa nagchad. That's the case. I sell an ox to my friend, and it turns out that the ox is a wild ox. Wild ox and goes crazy. And the question is, can the mocher say, well, I didn't know you were going to keep it as an ox to plow. I thought you were going to kill it today to eat it. I don't know. So I know it's a wild ox. I'm not arguing with you, but I thought you were going to shecht it. And if you were going to shecht it, then who cares if it's a wild ox? And the Kona obviously says, I didn't buy it to shecht. I bought it to plow, and this is useless to me now, and therefore I want my money back. That's the machlokas between the buyer and seller. So Itmar, Hamocher Shalachaveir Benimsa Nakhon is a Nakhon. The Ritva says, even if it went crazy only once. Why is that an important comment? There might be differences between Mekach and Memkar and rules of Shor Muad and Shor Tam. The Ritva just has that one line. Even one time. But what's probably in his mind is that it doesn't have to be a Shor HaMuad in order to be considered a wild ox. Even one time. I'm not interested. It doesn't have to prove itself to be a Muad to undermine this transaction. No, even one time. V'nimsa Nagchan, says the Ritva. Afilu Pam Achas, even one time. One has that, even if it's not a muad. So says the Gemara, what's the halacha? Machlokes. Rav Amar, it's a mekatos. Rav says, it's a mekatos. Right? It's the buyer could say, I don't know why you sold this wild ox to me. Ushmuel Amar, yachalom arlo, lishchita machar tivlecha. And Shmuel says, no, he could say, I thought you were going to shecht it. I know it's wild, but I thought you were going to shecht it, and therefore, there's nothing that I did wrong. Machlokes Rishonim. Is this line of Shmuel even according to Sumchis? Sumchis is quoted not in the Gemara here, but it's quoted in many other places. Beginning of the Shor Shanaga Chazapara in Masechet Baba Kama, the Rashbam here says this is even according to Sumchis. What is Sumchis Ashita? Sumchis usually says Maman Hamuta Basafik Cholkin. Whenever you have a question about the Dinim Mamanis, you split it. That's Sumchis Ashita. Maman Hamuta Basafik Cholkin. Right? What's the classic case? Where does Sumchis say Ashita? Right? We sold a cow. I bought your cow, and then we go and we see the cow had a baby. We don't know if the cow had the baby before or after, or there was a negicha, there was a maisa hezek, and we don't know if your cow killed my pregnant ox. before the ox had the baby, and therefore you're responsible to, for killing the baby too, or afterwards. In those cases, that's where Simcha says Chalkin, and the Rabbanan say Amosim Chaver Levaraya. Says the Rashbam. Rashbam here says this is even according to Simcha. Says the Rashbam, I'm on the eighth or tenth medium line in the Rashbam. The Afilu LeSimcha the Amar Beperak Shershon Agach. Even according to Sumchis, says the Rashbam, the Kaimalon Kavasei, the Sazalatan Hasam Kavasei, that's somewhat controversial, that's what the Rashbam says, and we might even hold like Sumchis, Hanimili Kigor Chershonagach Hasapara, Venimsa Ubra Betzita. That's only like those types of cases where you don't know, what happened. You don't know what happened. Vein yadu al bezdin, hey chayam isa, im yolda kodem nigicho acharka. You don't know when the birth took place. You don't know when the birth took place. And even if somebody is towing a bari, and the other one is towing a shema, still he holds mamon amuta basavi chalkin. Aval, skip two lines. Aval hacha, sha'anu yodin hechayamaisa. Here we know exactly what happened. It's a different kind of question. It's not a question about the event. It's a question about the person's das. That's not mamon hamuta basafik. That's not a similar type of case. Back to Rashbam. Aval hacha, sha'anu yodin hechayamaisa. Harizeh machron lazeh stam. We know what happened. Reuven sold it to Shimon without specifying what he sold it for. And Shimon didn't specify. And it comes out that he was a nachar before it. Nobody's arguing about the facts. Right? You go by the one who has the better claim. Question is, who has the better claim? That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. But this is a different type of suffix. It's not a suffix about a maisa. It's a suffix about das. And Sumcha says his shita about a suffix about Maisa, not about a suffix about Das. So that's an important comment of the Rashbam. This is even according to Sumchis. That is the Rashbam. Vilkin Tosfos, not Tosfos here. We had Tosfos way back on Daf Lamed Hey. Tosfos says this Mishnah is, this discussion of Rav and Shmuel is against Sumchis. It's against Sumchis because Sumchis would say, you split it here. Right, there's no difference between the types of sveikos that are being discussed. That's Tosfos, Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph, back in the third parak, Dibur Maskel Umay, it's the bottom Tosfos. And he proves from here, Ein Halacha Kesumchis, right, exactly the opposite of what the Rashbam says. Okay, that is a Ha'ara. So, we have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara says it's a megatos, and he gets his money back for the ox, and Shmuel says no, the seller keeps his money. Says the Gemara, why don't you just do some research? Velechzi, go see what kind of person the Kona is. If it's somebody who usually buys things for shechting, then we should assume it was for shechting. And if it was someone who usually buys things for plowing, so then it should be for plowing. Again, actually, let's do the answer, and then we'll speak about the question. Answer, okay, it's a gavra. It's a person who, he's a butcher farmer. So sometimes he buys some animals for killing, for shechting, and some animals he buys for plowing. What does the Gemara mean? Why don't we check what he is? And the Rashbam says, and the assumption is that these two people know each other. And the Mocher knows what type of person the Kona is. That was the Gemara's question. And therefore, if the Mocher knows the Kona is a farmer, he knows why he bought it. That's the Rashbam's Hara on the last medium line in the Rashbam. Ukagon shahayu makirin zedzeh. Right, and the situation would be that they know each other. That's the Rashbam. If you look in the Rashbam is always good for what he says and what he doesn't say. Those that argue on the Rashbam. If you look in the Rash, not here, but in Baba Kama, in the beginning of the fifth parak, in the Sumcha Sugis, the Rash says, no, Azlinan Basar Umdina. You go by the Umdina. Let's say he's buying from somebody in a different town. He doesn't know. What, that automatically, if he doesn't know, then you give him the benefit of the doubt? No. If everybody knows that he's somebody who's a farmer, so that even if this guy doesn't know him, we would still allow the farmer to win the case. Machlokas Rush and the Rashbam, what exactly is the Gemara's question here of why don't you check? Good. So the Gemara says, why don't you check? Answer, it's a person who buys for both. Lahachi ulahachi. Says the Gemara, v'lechsi dame heichi ninhu. So why don't you see how much he paid for it? Did he pay for a shechted animal? Did he pay for a plowing animal? Right, a plowing animal is worth much more because you're going to have it for a long time. Why don't you see how much he paid? Lo tricha da eiker bisra v'kam de beiradya. There's no difference in price. Beef went up and now it costs the same as how much a cow for plowing would cost. Okay, fine. Some might be thinking in their heads, wait a minute. See how much he paid? Didn't we have a Mishnah earlier that said exactly beferish, you don't say that? That's also, again, this Mishnah, this Gemara gives us a chance to chazer a number of sugyas that we've had already. The Mishnah back on Daf Ayin Zayin Amabez. The Mishnah, remember the fifth parak was all about, you sell this, what's included? You sell the wagon, are the mules included? You sell the mules, is the current included? So, Rabbi Yehuda there said, by the tzemed and the bakar, you sell the yoke. Is the bucker included? The Tanakhama says they're two separate ideas. The yoke and the bucker are not included. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hadamim Modin. See how much he paid for it. Did he pay for the yoke and the animals or not? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. V'chachamim Omerim, Ein Hadamim Raya. Damim are not a Raya. And we paskin like the Rabbanim there, Ein Hadamim Raya. You assume it was a gift or something else. So what is the Gemara talking about here? The Gemara suggests, why don't you see how much he paid? We said earlier. According to Rabbanan, who we possibly like, it doesn't matter how much you paid. If it wasn't explicated in the transaction, that it shouldn't make a difference. So how does our Gemara suggest that Domim should be Modia? So this is the obvious question of all the Rishonim, right? Because it's beferish against the Mishnah earlier. So the Rashbam here says that the difference is as follows. Over here, you know that... Let me read the line in the middle of the wide lines. V'yamai le'ma hadamim modiyin. Right, why do you say that? Ika le'meimar. Tahai lo keach havi mihani tekari le'bakar bakar. Over there, remember what the Gemara said the case was. Most people call bakar bakar, and some people call tzemed bakar also. So there, the person who bought it was one of those people. And therefore, Hilkach al halokeach lahavi raya shume osan haragil likro labakar tzemet. I'm sorry. Over there, it's his responsibility to prove that he is one of those people that have this unusual inclusion in how they speak, vernacular. Umidolomaisi raya mafsin. Over there, you say ein adamim raya because you prove that you meant this. Aval hacha dahai gavres aval radio l'shchita. Over here, it's known. It's known that he buys it for both. It's known that he's a farmer butcher, as the Gemara just said. So, Modi Rabbana, Dama Modiyim. The Rabbana would admit in this case that Dama Modiya. Over there, he has to prove it. But over here, we know he buys it for both. And therefore, it would be enough. You need less. You don't need such a raya in this case. You need less. And therefore, Damim would be able to be Modi in this case. Tekiva diyadina bevadai, bahai lokech, deraga likros, deradia vegama, damim modiim. You know he buys for plowing sometimes. Then you know damim modiim. Then that would be good enough. That's what the Rashbam says. Number one. Tosfos. Tosfos asks this question. Tosfos in Velechsi. Tosfos says, we're going to give three answers. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rimi Gash. Says Tosfos, "V'yafilu the Rabbanan de Islu de Ein Adamim Raya." Even though the Rabbanan said earlier, "Hainu Hasam Dafka Deruba Dekaru Letzemed Tzemed Deruba V'Chazaka Misayin LaMocher." You have a rove and a chazaka against Damim Odiim over there. Rove for the world had called the Tzemed Tzemed and the Bakar Bakar, and there's a chazaka. Right, there's a chazaka that the Mocher has the money. But over here, you don't have that. The chazak and the rov are on opposite sides. In this case, that's why Damim Odiim could win. That's why Damim Odiim could play a role. It's not Damim Odiim against the rov and a chazaka, it's rov versus chazaka, so Damim Odiim could tilt the scale. That is Tosfos. And finally, the Rimi Gash. Rimi Gash, also very mistaver chilek. Says the Rimi Gash. Again, the Rimi Gash, a Talmud of the Rif, a Rebbe of Maimon, says the Rimi Gash, right here, towards the beginning of the parak. He asks the same question. He says, over there, we know there was a transaction, we just don't know what was included in the transaction. Here, we don't even know if there was a transaction. That's the chilek. The ischazilon bepiruka the haikusha. It appears to us the following: Ta'amocher sharvenimsa nagchan lo dami lamastitza dein adamim raya. Don't compare the chitani ein adamim raya hani mili liyule bezvina b'midi de lo zavin lebehedya. You want to know whether this is included in the sale? Aval virure milsa dezvina gufei heichahu. But you want to know if there was a sale? Dene de havi zvini ilo. So then you look at the money. That's more of an option. Bechihai lomrin rabbanan dina damim raya. Ela la'olam havi raya. Degilui milsa ba'almahu Allah. Diahu desvina hechi havi milsa. You want to know what's included? Okay, now once you did the sale, we know it's a sale, you should have explicated. But here, we don't even know if it's a sale. So there, we can look at all the different factors to try to figure out if there was a sale or not, and therefore, that's why you can look at the damim, meaning whether there was a sale because I bought it for A and you sold it to me for B. And therefore, the whole thing could be a meratos. That is one part of the formulation. And then he continues and says, therefore, who is the focus of this? You want to know whether it was a sale or whether what was included in the sale. He adds a formulation now. When, in our case, Gilui dalta dilokeachu debeinan iliradia zavan ilishkita zavan. The focus is really on the buyer. Why did he buy it? And therefore, the money makes a difference because he's the one that gives the money. Over there, what's the focus? What was included in the sale? The focus is the mocher. So if the focus is the mocher, then how much was paid to him? No, the payment is really from the buyer, not from the seller. And that's his other second formulation. Right, and therefore the chiluk is the focus the mocher, is the focus the lokeach. So that's the rimigash right here. Good. Back to the Gemara. So again, we haven't explained Rav and Shmuel yet. But we asked a couple of questions. So Rav said it's a mekatos, and he has to give back the money. And Shmuel says no, that the seller can say, I sold it to you to Shecht. Why don't you see what type of person it is? He buys it for both. He is a farmer butcher. Why don't you see how much money was given? No, the money is the same in both cases. So now the Gemara says, Ihaki lamai nafkamina. So, okay, if they're both worth the same, so then what's the difference? Why can't the one who bought it just sell it? Doesn't make a difference. He's going to get the same amount of money. So what's the nafkamina? What are they arguing about? So nafkamina la tircha. Who has to go to the tircha? I just want you to give me my money back and you could go sell this animal. So that's the nafkamina. So hechi dami. So what exactly is the case also that we are talking about here? E, says the Gemara, italek elishalumi minei. If the seller does not have the money right now to give back to the buyer, if he doesn't have it, so li'akev tura bezuze. Why doesn't then the buyer just hold on to the ox, you know, in the meanwhile, in order to, until he gets the money back? Da'amri inshi, man mari rash vaseich pariyafra. If somebody owes you something, then even take bran, right? Take whatever you could get. If the guy doesn't have any money, then what are they arguing about? He says, I want my money back. Okay, good. He doesn't have any money. So keep the ox until he gives you the money. So what are they arguing about? So lo tricha de ika lishtalume mine. No, he has money. He has money to give back. So that's the machlokes. Here we go. Rav amahareze mechatos. Why? Basaruba azlinan. Veruba l'radia zavni. You go after the rove, and rove people buy oxen for plowing. And therefore, this is a mechatos. I didn't want to buy a wild ox. And therefore, Rav says it's a mechatos. Shmuel Amar, right, this is a halacha of Dinei Mamonos. So we go with Shmuel, Shmuel Amar halacha, ki azlina basaruba bi'isura. When do you follow the rove? By Isser v'heter, you can follow the rove. But Mamona, lo. But by Dinei Mamonos, we don't follow the rove. That's Shmuel's din of ein holchin b'mamon achar harov. Okay, a lot to talk about on these lines. Let's go step by step. First, we'll go with one shita that's quoted here in the Rishonim. That is not as much of a Shas topic, but it's quoted right here. There's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rather, Rashbam quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that the issue in the Gemara that's talking about, does he have money? Does he not have money? Does he have that money that was given to him by the buyer? Does he have those dollars, those shkalim, that exact money? Rabbi Chananel, about the sixth skinny line. Pirush Rabbi Chananel, the Shaminan Mina, Tehecha de Isle Maos Lalove, Lo Yachol Litchuye Lamalve, Lafri Mishar Nachasim, that's the first day, but keep reading. The Yesh Misha Ober, Hecha de Isnehu Lazuze, if the Zuz are there, Deme Zehashar Be'enayu. You have the actual money, so that's what is being referred to here. If he doesn't have the actual money, then he can give anything, give any shava kesef. That is the Rabbi Chanan. The Tosfos says, why is that? What does it make a difference? Why is this different than let's say, the concept of milveh lahotzah nitna? I give you money to borrow, I don't expect to get that money back. Right, so what's the difference? So Tosfos says, in the middle of Tosfos, just to pick out one line of Tosfos, about the 15th line of Tosfos, Dikashahotzi osan amos havi kamo mazik mo'o shel chaveiro. Because it's a case of megatos, it's kind of like a case, you treat it like a case of hezek. Right, nothing happened, so you have my money, and now you just lost my money. So it's a case of hezek, that's why it would go by the actual money here in this case. Okay, so that's a day Rabbi Chananel that's important for how you look at mekatos. Number one. Number two, another question of the Rishonim here. That is, let's look at Tosfos. I'm sorry, that's the Tosfos is the next. We'll get to the Shibu Kubetzes here, discusses why, according to Rav, we say Rav says it's a mekatos because you follow the Rove, but we have a concept in other Gemaras, says the Shimon Kubetzes, that if there is a miut and a chazaka on the same side, we say smoke miut la chazaka, and that could beat the rove. Here we have a miut of people that buy oxen for eating, and we have a cheskas mamon of the seller. So why don't we say, asks the Ram in the Tosfos HaRosh, in the Shimon Kubetzes, why don't we say, according to Rav, smoke miut lachazaka, and the seller still wins? Hiksharam, my time of the Rav, amaylo amar, smoke miuta dezavni lishchita dechazaka lamamone, favali palgu palga, v'neima hamotze mechavera lavaraya. Why don't we at least say, it levels the playing field. The miut of people that buy it in order to shecht, and the cheskas mamon that the seller has, those two should counteract the rove. So Rav says you go by the rove, but there's not just a rove here. So therefore, he asks the Shibu Kubetzes, why don't you at least say, Pago Paga, then you say, I'm Moshe Mechaber Alavaraya. Vitirates, says the Shibu Kubetzes, this is not a chazaka that you could go by. Why? Vitirates, the Savarav, the Kol Chazaka Shenishnes, the Lefamim Zemuchzak, Ulefamim Zemuchzak, Lochashiva Chazaka, the Meikara Hayahalokeach Muchzak, Viachshav Hamocher. This is a cheskas mamon, but it's not a cheskas mamon like we would call a chazaka de meikara or a cheskas marakama. That this money has always been in this person's possession, so we assume it stays there. No. Here, this event, we know the money switches hands. Sometimes you'll have a case where he didn't pay yet. Sometimes you'll have a case where he did pay yet. You can't use a cheskas mamon in this type of case because it's a chazaka we might say ha asuya lehishtanos. It's a chazaka that is there. It's meant to be undone, and therefore, says the Shibu Kubetzes, we wouldn't use a chazaka there. I saw a beautiful also a pshat in the in one of the achronim to try to answer the question of Shibu Kubetzes here. Quotes from the who is this quoting from? Quoting from the one second, let me find it. Quoting from the Chem de Shlomo. Chen de Shlomo, he's so was at his kever last year. So Chen de Shlomo tirates Sherak Chazaka Ha'amur Lagabe Isurim. You only say the principle of smoke miut la chazaka when it comes to Isurim and at Bedini Mamanis. Why? He explains. By Isurim a chazaka is mevarer. We don't know what happened in a case of chazaka. Cheskas by Isurim. What do you have? A cheskas a woman who's not supposed to have a re'iyah's dam. So there's a chazaka, she's musulek as damim. And all of a sudden she has a re'iyah. So we assume that chazaka, until she sees, we see this is the mitzias. She's a chazaka musulek as damim. By mamonis, what's the cheskas mamon? Is that for sure always, especially in this type of cheskas mamon, is that a birur? Or is that what we would call just a hanhaga? Or a hachra? Just, you know, this is what you do because we don't know what to do. So that's a question that we've had in the past. But suggest the Chem de Shlomo, when do you say that smoke miut la chazaka and that can knock out a rove? Only by a chazaka that's mevareres what's going on here. But if it's a chazaka that just tells us what to do, So then, that's not as strong of a chazaka. Ulam chazaka amur len yimamidis. She'enim evareres klal samitzius. V'rak mishum hasvara dinam alpiha. Hasvara dinam donam alpiha. Ein kochal yafel levat elas kocharov. That's another answer to the Shita Bukubetzes' question. Oh, one other point related to this. This we've quoted often, but just not recently. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama. Tosfos in Maseches Baba Daf Chav Zayin Mabez, which deals with the issue, right? What do we pass like Shmuel? Ein Ochel Bo Menacharov. Simple question. So how does Bezdin ever pasken a case? Right? Bezdin of 23. Dinin Nefashis. Right? 13 to 10. The 13 to 10 wins. Okay, you can't win by one, Lachova. You can win by one, Lachus. So, ask Tosfos, Baba Kama, Chav Zayin. I don't understand. Ein Ochel Bo Menacharov. So how does Bezdin ever, right, Paschal the case. That's his kasha. Says Tosfos, Tema, Matam. Well, Tosfos asked it a little differently. Tosfos asked it a little differently, but it's the same idea. Matam, Ein Hokan Lesi Kavachomer, Medina Nefashis. Why don't you say, by Mamanis, you don't go after the Rov, because it's a Kavachomer from Dina Nefashis. If from Dina Nefashis you go after the Rov to kill somebody, so by Dina Mamanis, Lokal Shekane. Right, by Dina Mamanis for sure, and then he gets into even a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, right, that's a Chilik, which we're not going to get into now, the two types of roves, Lesa Kaman, Isa Kaman, but what is Tosfos' answer? Famous line in Tosfos. V'yesh Lomar, Tehasam Gabi Dayanim Shiny. Rove by Dayanim is different. Tehashiv Miut Ditu Kibisha'eno. The Miut of Dayanim is as if it's non-existent. That's not a rove. That's Kol. It's as if it doesn't exist. The Tosfos quotes something else. What does that mean? So that's what Reb Chaim discusses in the Grach Halashas, in Reish Chav Tes. What does that mean? He says there are two concepts that we find by Rov. We have what's called Holchen Achar HaRov, and we have Rubo Kikulo. When we have a case where you shecht most of a simen of an animal, most of a simen of an oaf, or most of two simana by an animal, and then that's good enough, we paskin. So what is that? You go after the Rov? What do you mean you go after the Rov? Not going after the rove there. No, that's definitional. That is, once you did rove, it's as if you did the whole thing. That's called rubo kikulo. And in that type of principle, rubo kikulo, the miut disappears. This animal is shechted. Period. You don't say the majority of the animal is shechted. You say the animal is shechted. There's no rove in miut anymore. By holchin achar harove. Okay, there's a rove, there's a miut, and you follow the rove. But by rubo kikulo, says Reb Chaim, so then, no, it's totally, the miut disappears, and it's kibi she'eno. Says Reb Chaim, that's what happens in a court case. First, Besen has the shakla v'tarya and the masu matan between themselves, and then you figure out, you know, numbers-wise, who is the majority. But once you have the psak, once you have the answer, then Bezdin comes out with one composite psak. This is the psak of Bezdin. That's why we know, right? Not like certain judicial systems where, let's say in the American Supreme Court, there's the majority opinion that's written and the minority opinion that's written. Judaism says, chas v'shalom. Bezdin is not allowed to tell anybody what they paskind. You can't go out of, a dayan is not allowed to go out of court and say, well, I wanted to exonerate you, but what could I do? You know, they were rubu alai. You're not allowed to say that, but you're not allowed to say that, not just because you feel bad and it's going to cause lashon hara, but because halachically, once Beza comes up with a psak, then the individual parts of that psak are no longer existent. It's rubo kikulo. It's a unit. And therefore, there's no issue of holchin achar harov when it comes to the answer of Bezdin. That's what Reb Chaim quotes. And he says, and this also answers the Granat's question. Reb Naftali Trump. What's the Granat's question? Ask the Granat, Bezdin sits down when they give a psak. Bezdin's sitting. Don't we have a principle of kol kavua kamech sal mechsa dami? Right? Anything that's kavua, it's kamech sal mechsa. Right, it's really the Mordechai's question. I shouldn't blame it on the Granat. Not blame it, but just right. The Mordechai. The Mordechai asks in the first parak of Chulim, Dayanim are kavua. So it should be kol kavua kamech sal mechsa dami. Therefore, it's half and half. So the Mordechai says, well, maybe the psak is the words that come out of their mouth, and their words aren't kavua. They're in the air, right? And that's not kavua. Okay, but says Reb Chaim, no. The pshat is like we're saying here. When it comes to a Bezdin, it's the individual Dayanim lose their identity when it comes to the Psak of Bezdin. It's not parts anymore. Kemechsa al mechsa. It's Ruba Kukulo. And when it's Ruba Kukulo, so then, there is nothing to talk about anymore. There is no minority. Okay, so that is why we say, Shmuel holds that you don't go after the Rov in this case, and therefore the Mocher has the upper hand. The Rashbam, though, has the line, and this is what we alluded to before when we started today. Look at the Rashbam, the last couple of skinny lines. Lo azlina basaruba, ela acharova muchzak, im yeshlo shumtaina. As long as he has some type of claim, as long as the person involved has some type of claim, so that's why he would win. So that's what we mentioned before, the case of the Chazuki Chemed, you know, the case of the doctor, he has no claim, because he just doesn't know what people do. Right, and therefore he can't say, oh, the miut. No, he has to decide what he's gonna do, and therefore he doesn't have a claim in that case. Or I'll give you another example. There's a tshuva of the Beis Yitzchak. Beis Yitzchak is the, Rav Yitzchak's, Yehuda Shmelkes, with the Rav in, Lemberg, which was the capital of, Galicia. Anyway, in the second half of the 1800s, one of the big poskim. So he had a shaila. Here's in Arachayim Simon Kufches. There was somebody who sold a srogim every year. So this rogim, she yaviolo mi kahila Vienna, ubalo esrogim. So they always got esrogim from Corfu, a city in Greece. They always got. And one time, one of the esrogim was sold, and they found out, and it came from a different, city. It came from a city of Corsica, which I looked it up. I didn't know. It was an island in the Mediterranean, you know, near France. Okay. So, and the seller was saying, but there are people in the world that get esrogim from Corsica, and I was the supplier, and there was a little shortage this year, and I got it from there. And the seller, you know, the buyer, obviously for some reason doesn't like those esrogim, thinks maybe there's the question of the grafting. I don't know, it doesn't explain in the tshuva. He says, but no, I only wanted esrogim from Corfu, and you didn't tell me, and, you know, I'm not interested. So could you say ein holchem b'mam menachar rov there? Me the people buy it from this other place, so the seller could say tough luck on you. Right, you read this tshuva, do you say, Enochem HaMonach HaRov, says the Beis Yitzchak, Yesh Lomar, Enochem HaMonach HaRov, Lohotzi Me'ad HaMocher, Amnam Yesh Lomar, Debedito Tidon, Yochol Af Lohotzi Me'ad HaMocher. No, you can be Motzi from the Mocher. Why? Because here, just like in our case, if the buyer wanted to say that I bought it for Laradia, he should have said, Demiso de Laradia, Havel Lefrushim, Havel Leitayna Vados. Right, but in our case, lo asika daite klal shiyavo esrogim me Corsica shalobo kamishanim v'lo havi lelasnuye. Here, it's not, as what the Rashbam would say, a taina. It's not a good taina. There was no reason for him to think that the esrogim came from anywhere else. And therefore, only if we could say, oh, the buyer should have said something, do we say that ein halcha b'mamonach harov. But if it's not the buyer's fault at all, and the seller maybe even should have said something, so then we would not say in that case Shmuel's halacha. Okay, we continue. Simon Ishav Eved Shor and Apeiros. This is all going to have to do with our Mishnah eventually, as we will see. But first, we quote other sources. Meisvei says the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parag of Maseches Ksubis, Ha'isha Shnis Amalonis Garsha. There's a machlokas. A woman is a widowed or she's getting divorced, and there's a machlokas about her ksuba. Right? What was she when she was married? Right, there's no wedding video to check it out. Or maybe there is. V'hi omeres p'sula nisasi. I was a p'sula when we got married, so therefore my ksub is 200. V'hu omer loki ella almana nisatich. But he says, no. You were already a widow. If there are edim that she wore this special head covering, which only psulos wore, v'rosha parua, right, in that case, which we might call a wedding video today, right, ksubasa masayim, if she could prove that she was a psula, fine. If not, not. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, time adika edim. The only reason that she gets 200 is if there are edim, haleka edim lo, but if she cannot bring edim, then she does not get 200, she gets 100. Wait a minute. V'yamai, lema halachacha rov nashim psulas nisos. Kashan rav. Rav says you go after the rov adina mamanis. But rov women in the world that get married are for the first time. Most weddings are psulos. And therefore here, why don't we say that rov psulos, it's rov psulos, and therefore she should get 200, even without bringing edim. Answer, Amar Avina, Mishum Di'ika Lameima, Rov Nashim Psulos Nisos, Umiyat Amanos. Exactly what we were talking about before. There's a Rov Psulos, but there's a Miyat of an Amana. V'chol Anisseis Psula Yesh Lakol. And anyone who married a Psula, there's a special call that goes out at the wedding that she is a Psula, that a Psula is getting married. V'zu, Hol, V'ein Lakol, Israel Aruba. Here the problem is there was no call. Because there was no call, that lack of call is a Reyesa. And therefore, it could team up with the Miyat of women who were not psulos, And therefore, according to Rav, could read this Gemara as well. So as the Gemara, Ikol anisos psuos yishlo hankol, is that really true? Every woman who gets married as a psula, there's a kol, ki ke edem ayhabis. And obviously the edem are lying here. There were edem that she was a psula. Mideles la kol, sadi shakri ninhu. If there was no kol, then obviously these edem are lying. So how do we trust them at all? Se ela rov anisos psuos yishlo kol, vizul ho vein la kol, isra la ruba. Most women have a kol. But not all, and therefore, in this regard, there is a reyasa, and that is why Rav would agree in this case that you would not follow the rov, you'd spoke miut le chazaka. Tosis here discusses, and the other Rishonim, l'chora here, there's no shtar, right? Because if there was a shtar ksuba, then you could just check the shtar ksuba to see, you know, what it says there. See, if there is no shtar, then they're just arguing al peh. So why, asked Tosfos, doesn't the husband have a migu? Migu that he paid already. There's no shtar here. Tosfos asks, Tosfos v'yamai. V'yam tomar neba d'emad b'migo d'iboyomar parati. Right? So why don't you say that? So you have to say, says Tosfos, we're talking about a case where it's a place where the woman could collect her ksuba even with just the get. Right? If she brings the get, she could collect her ksuba, and that is why there is no migo here. That's what you have to say. Okay, there's a lot here relating to ksuba. Maybe we'll start off with that bashab tomorrow about the nature of the chiyuv of a ksuba. We'll start off with that ksuba daraisa de rabbanan in a poor chasam sofer. But we will stop here by ta shma.